new at the movies this weekend, Stand Up Guys, with Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin as aging mobsters.
This is my best friend. Just got back from a long trip.
That just get weird?
Yes.
Kill him by 10 o'clock or you're dead too.
What do you want to do until then?
I could really party. Get down, man!
Christian Toto, the assistant editor at Big Hollywood, told Dimitri he really wanted to like this one.
They're up to no good, but that's what they've been doing for years and years. This is sort of a grumpy old man meets mobsters story. It is about some older gentleman. Pacino's character has just come out of jail after a long stay. Walken's character likes to paint. He's really kind of basically retired. And Arkin's character is in an old age home. So when the movie begins, there's not much going on here. But of course, these are characters who have lived sort of the small-time gangster life. And they want to relive the old days a little bit, have some fun, go party, do some kind of crazy things. And that's where the film both has some enjoyable moments and also gets into a bit of a rut. The story itself has sort of a somber tone to it. These are much older gentlemen. They're suffering some illnesses. There's a subplot involving a hit that one has to make on the other. So lots of sort of very big themes here that you wouldn't think would be comedically interesting. But then at the same time, you get kind of the wacky moments, the Viagra jokes and the other things that really feel like you're kind of stretching beyond where the story should go. So it's disappointing because I think the actors here are doing a fine job. Pacino in particular is often chewing scenery. Here he's dialed down and he's very charismatic in a less vocal way. And I really like that about him. And of course, Arkin's always terrific in a bit of a smaller role here. So there are some fun moments. There are some good laughs earlier in the film. And I think the concept itself is a winner, but I don't think they trust it. I think they go the easy path and do some pat jokes that we kind of laughed at years ago with those grumpy old men films. And I don't think we want to revisit them too often.
We are going to continue the theme of, I guess you could say, screen legends trying to make a comeback or to remind us that they are still active. Sylvester Stallone is in a new film that, to me anyway, has sort of an unfortunate title in light of recent events in the real world. It's called Bullet to the Head. I understand he's some type of hitman in New Orleans. He teams up with a DC cop. What do you think Stallone's chances are after we saw Arnold Schwarzenegger try to make a comeback and fail with his recent release?
You know, I think this is going to be a tough assignment for Stallone. Stallone has been much more active in recent years on the big screen than Schwarzenegger. He did a fairly recent Rambo sequel. He did the terrific Rocky sequel as well. And of course, the Expendables films. That said, I think the really sad box office showing of Schwarzenegger's most recent film, The Last Stand, it's certainly a poor omen for this new film. Yes, Stallone is looking as good as he ever did as far as his physical self. You know, he looks strong. He looks like he could take on all comers. But he is older. He's in his 60s now. And even the director of the film is Walter Hill. He's most famous for more of his 80s work, like 48 Hours. So they're really going back to that 80s well. And I have to say, in a lot of pop culture references, the 80s are not doing that well. That Hot Tub Time Machine didn't really fare well at the box office. Even the new Sex and the City prequel on TV is getting only modest ratings. You know, I love the 80s and I want to go back because that's when I was younger. But I think a lot of other people, especially today's teenagers and young adults, they don't have the connection to Stallone and to Schwarzenegger that they used to. So even if Bullet to the Head is a good film, even if it's a return to form, even if it kind of has that great 80s action movie vibe, it may not be enough. People didn't care about The Last Stand, and that was a pretty solid action movie from Schwarzenegger. It was a good comeback vehicle, but people kind of yawned at the box office. So I worry about Stallone. And if it doesn't do well, we may see Rambo yet again in a new action film.
That's Christian Toto with Big Hollywood. He joined us via Skype.